This hits the recording button.
What?
It is now spring break 2024.
Yeah, it is.
And my kids have spent all our goddamn money.
And then they just start walking in yelling.
I'm gonna leave that in there because I'm
like, go ahead, you.
Yeah, that's what kids do.
Hey, y'all, it's Tatiana.
With Michael here for the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. Miss Parker, how are you feeling today?
I'm cracking up because of the flubs. Like,
hey, man, we keep it 100.
Yeah.
So, we do this. So, all right, today, me and Miss Parker are going to just dive right into how to build together.
Yep. Not so easy.
And so, what we're going to do is we're going to go a little bit more personal with you all today to show how personal can lead to a business being created.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, me and Ms. Parker, come May 21st of this year, we married 13 years.
Oh my gosh.
And some people are
in jail forever.
Jail? What? Is that what we call it?
I'm still under the weather too, so my bad.
She said,
"I'm
still in jail."
In jail, like, I'm locked up. They won't let me out.
But you chose to be locked up with me.
My bad.
And so, you know, also for those who like to choose something, you can always choose to come by www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com.
That's right.
Come by, choose to talk to me and Ms. Parker on our free business consulting call. It's free. Free. And we still going to keep talking about podcasts, money, and merch.
That's
because
right.
It's our coaching platform.
It is.
And we are looking to help those who want to envision themselves being business owners.
We do.
And we talk about that because we're going to tell you how our personal lives led to us being able to become business owners.
That's true.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back. We're going to take it back. Back. All right. So, when we got married in 2011, Ms. Parker, at the time, educational-wise, had more education than me.
I was beating him.
So she had a bachelor's degree.
Everything, but they should understand. Everything between us is like a competition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, we push each other.
Oh, yeah. You said that's like a really nice way to put it.
Yeah, we push each other.
I was just going to say I like to beat the hell out of you.
That sounds a little rough.
Yeah.
Okay, say it like that. You know, say, you like to beat the hell out of me.
Physically.
Mike,
nah, he ain't got no bruise.
Yeah. I'm too sexy. And so, at the point in time when me and Ms. Parker got married,
yeah,
he had a bachelor's degree and she also had a master's.
That's right.
So, at that time, I still didn't have my bachelor's degree.
He did bow calculary only.
And so, Parker, like we talked about, you got to understand how to build together personally, who how to build a business.
Yeah, professionally.
Yeah. And so me and Ms. Parker sat down, we had a plan. So at that point in time, I was making more money than her. And that's just most of how to work.
Even though I had more education than him, that's crazy. That's true. And let me just say, I don't attribute none of that to the fact that he is a male and I am a female. None of that. I just want to put that out there because that sounds like, what is it, the gender bias?
Yeah.
No, it's literally different fields.
Yeah. And so the job field I was in at the time was what I call a dinosaur profession.
Yeah.
So they paid people more because the ending date of those jobs was finite.
Finite, meaning, hey, this is it.
Yeah. There was no 20, 30 year program to be in government demilitarization.
Right, no.
So I've been dealing with bad stuff, chemicals, explosives, all this stuff almost 20 years now. And so, yes, when I came out the gate, I was making more because they had to pay us more
to get you in there.
Exactly. But also, I worked a crazy schedule.
It was stupid.
That was called the DuPont schedule. The DuPont schedule was something that was created by an overseas European guy. And basically had workers working 12-hour shifts, rotating days and nights within the same week.
Yeah.
And you get the 7 days off every month.
Yeah.
The schedule stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to work overtime, then you added days in. And so for how I worked, I was very fairly compensated.
Yeah.
Ms. Parker, like I said, had more education than me. She still made good money.
Yeah. I had the more flexible type schedule.
Exactly.
So if something happened, I'm the one that could leave on a dime.
Exactly. And so we understood that as being a married couple, that she would be the more flexible parent.
Yeah.
And I would be the parent who was basically being held accountable for his schedule.
Right.
And so my schedule was what it was.
Don't call him, call me.
Yeah. And then we made it work because we adjusted our lives.
We did.
That's called communication. That's called sacrificing, which is what she did. And that's called building.
Yeah.
And so over the time, as me and Ms. Parker, marriage and things progressed, how you came in the picture in November 2011, that adds another layer.
It did.
So now, folks out here discussing who goes 50-50 on bills, we ain't never worried about that.
No.
It's been looking at how to make sure everything gets paid.
Yeah, we just need 100% of everything done. I don't give a damn what the contribution is. I need 100% done.
Exactly. And so as time went on, my jobs that I was working, finite date hits.
Yes.
So we're going to fast forward a little bit to 2013.
But hold on.
Oh, did I go too far?
No. Well, no, because I had more education, right?
Yes.
You had a better salary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the meantime, he was working to get his education that would be equivalent to mine. And it did happen. You missed like a really big
piece. Oh, my bad. So I had started working on my master's degree.
Yeah. I'm pushing him.
2009. So, let me go to me. I was only 12. I graduated my master's.
Yes.
And my education was paid for the company I was working for at that time.
Right.
Ms. Parker's BS and master's degrees were paid by scholarships she got while she was in school.
That's right.
So you got to understand, that's how the game works.
Mm-hmm.
We found ways for
other people money.
Other people money. So good. Y'all understand, but one thing about other people money comes with strength.
It does.
And so I was doing a lot of night schooling, working 10, 12-hour shifts. Ms. Parker sometimes like, do what you got, you want me to live with you? Like, you got to leave at 5 o'clock.
Right.
But that was with a sacrifice.
And there's a new baby.
Yes, when I was there, I took care of the baby. I did with the best I could do. So, like I said, now I'm going to fast forward this to October 2012. That finite date hit
the
job I was working. And at that time, you know, I'm going to go and put the number out there. I was making like 60-some thousand. And so I started looking for other jobs here in the state of Arkansas at the time.
Wasn't worth it.
Wasn't worth it. So I went on unemployment.
Yes.
For 7 months.
And I was working.
And she was still working. We were like, why are you on unemployment? We broke the numbers down. Unemployment would save us on gas. Other issues by not taking the job that was going to pay way less.
Yeah, and not being able to help me.
Exactly. And not being able to, basically, I turned to a house husband.
Yeah,
he was. 7 months.
I was clean and clinking.
Yeah, and applying for jobs here, there, everywhere. And so it got to the point, after 7 months of no luck, I had told her, I said, hey, you know, there's the jobs in the areas that I worked at, there's another facility, but it's out of state.
Right.
And so
he didn't want to apply.
Yeah, I didn't want to apply.
Who pushed you to apply?
Oh, you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was like, hey, well, apply.
Like, just the worst they can do is tell you no. Because remember, now we're on his unemployment. Y'all, unemployment can stop at any time. And they ain't got to tell you shit.
Yes.
It'll just, you just log into your bank account expecting to see that deposit because you've been seeing it for the last couple of weeks, or you've been seeing it consistently, and then it ain't there. And you call them, they're like, oh, yeah, it ended. They ain't got to tell you nothing. So, like, my salary is taking care of the bills at this point.
Yeah, my unemployment basically cut the money I was bringing in half.
Way in half.
Yeah, maybe about 65% cut.
Yeah, but man. So we made it. Like, that was the plan. We were like, okay, we're going to ride this out. Yes. And I pushed him to pay to apply for that job. He applied.
And that's when you stop driving two vehicles.
And go to
one. And go to one.
Yeah, because that way you can keep the tank full in one.
Yeah, so that's how you build as a team. You have to come up with a plan.
Uh-huh.
And so, I'm telling you, and let me tell you, just as any man, I started feeling a certain type of way. I felt that way. I was like, man, I'm supposed to be providing, take care of y'all. And right now, it's not working out. And so, we're looking at April, May of 2013.
Yeah.
And then in May of 2013, I get a job interview. I think I'm wrong. She said, go do what you need to do. Right. So then go do what I need to do. Get the job. June of 2013.
Yeah.
We had to make another big decision.
Yes.
She was going to let her job go.
Yeah, now I'm leaving my job.
She's leaving her job. And I know a lot of women like, oh, hell no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, they probably would. Yeah, but that's the kind of safe zone I felt in with my partner. That's the level of secure I felt with, you know, my partner.
Yeah, she basically understood, I know this motherfucker gonna go to work.
He can go make my salary times two and a half.
Exactly. So, offered me the job. They pay relocation fees. They helped us find a house to rent.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time we moved, she is now at home with, what, Tay was like, what, seven, eight, six? Tay was six, seven?
Something young.
Yeah, Tay was six, seven.
But now I'm at home.
Yeah.
And guess what? I got unemployment. And they said it's because I was moving with my spouse out of state. That, you know, justify unemployment didn't last long.
So
didn't last long.
So now we're in Colorado.
I ain't got him on his feet. So now me supporting him in another state.
And now we're out there trying to make new friends.
Right.
No family. We moved away from both our families. Like, my family is Southeast Arkansas. Her family is Eastern.
Yeah.
So we've now moved 13 hours away from home.
It was like 16.
16. So it's a 16-hour drive. And so now she's basically starting over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm at my job working, making sure to provide for my family, take care of what I'm supposed
right.
to. And as she's moved along, she starts finding herself
mm-hmm.
and her footing.
Yep.
And she ends up finding job
yep.
that basically ends up helping her expand the career field she had already started in.
Yeah. But is the exact reason I am where I am today, which is crazy.
I'm going to tell you, I question myself now. I used to question myself a little years later. I was like, man, I feel like I dragged you from something. And she was like, no, we a team. You know, just like you support me, I support you. And I always told her, I thank her for that. And I always felt like it was a hindrance. But
sometimes it was a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. And that makes for uncomfortable conversations.
It does.
We talked about before.
Because, you know, before we left, we were on my salary, your unemployment.
Yes.
So now we go up there, we on your salary and my unemployment.
And the bills went up, too.
The bills did go up.
Let's keep it a book. The bills went up. And so now we're looking at it like, okay, so how do we build together, keep this train rolling? So Ms. Parker started finding her. Some part-time work. That's how I started.
It did. Exactly, yeah.
And so she made a sacrifice to choose part-time work because that wouldn't enable her to keep Talia at home with her, which decreased.
Yeah, both of the kids. Yeah, I could keep an eye on both of them.
And that decreased in a bill of child care. Listen, mm-hmm. child care is...
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's why we ain't got no more baby. Listen, them babies expensive, Lord. Expensive. And so we did that. We... out there in the freezing cold. I'm going to tell you, listen, Colorado cold. Like,
it was a snowstorm the weekend we drove up there.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy when you move somewhere different and then your body starts doing different
mm-hmm.
things. And so, as we stayed there, and she was growing in her profession. Mm-hmm. My profession was good, still making the money, still working the crazy hours. At certain points, she found jobs that started helping her progress her career mm-hmm. in the way that she needed to grow. And so now we're back to two full-time chicks.
Yeah. Yep.
We found affordable child care for Talia.
Yeah.
Tay's in public school. That's how you build it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about this and people are like, how does it help you start a business? We always talk about capital. Capital is what you need to start a business. So at this point now, me and Ms. Parker have gotten out of as business. Say we've gotten out the red.
Yeah,
we've now paid off some things.
Yeah, because things had gotten extremely freaking comfortable.
Yeah. It's gotten tight when you're on one salary.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Things had gotten so comfortable, and so it's like, okay, now we cool. Okay, now you can do some OT because I got everybody's in a flow.
Exactly.
Everybody's doing what they need to do. So things are working.
So I think I'm going to fast forward this to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
15. We, the opportunity presented itself at the job I was working. We had a few people quit. And they basically was like, hey, Mike, you know, it's going to be a lot of overtime, man. Which my overtime was the salary half straight time. But it was like, you can bring as much as you did.
Yeah.
And so I sat down, talked to her. I said, hey.
I will never forget that conversation. I'm like, what's wrong
with you? I said, hey, at the next 6 months,
yep.
This was real talk. Y'all going to barely see me. I mean, yep. Like, I'm going to be working 12 and a half hours a day, night, rotating day and night shifts. Because, you know, it's open. And I'm sitting here. We had vehicular issues.
Yeah.
We had other financial constraints that were eating us and dealing with us. And I was like, if you are willing to let me sacrifice this time, the financial payout will be...
The financial gain.
Will be good enough to significantly help our family.
Uh-huh.
And we sat down, as we said, we build them together. She said, I need you to do what you need to do.
Yeah, do it.
We're going to be all right. And so for the next 6 months, man, I'm out here just... It's a grind. My job wasn't really physically strenuous.
It wasn't.
But that's part of your education. I shouldn't be out there thinking about boulders. And
the fact that you were there, like, physically. I'm physically here another 12 hours. Yeah. And yeah, that was going on. And that just helped. Like, it was like, oh, my God.
And then went through that 6 months grind.
Oh, yeah.
And crazy thing is, come May of 2016, I get presented with an opportunity to go work for another company.
Yeah.
At the same place I'm working at. And then my hours go to working Monday through Thursday.
Yep.
10-hour days.
Yep.
And child, let me tell you, ain't been nothing as great as that.
Yeah.
10 is the greatest thing
ever. And we did not lose a coin.
Did not lose a coin.
Did not lose a coin.
We actually became more financially stable from the support of her and letting me be able to do what a man needs to do, provide for his family. And so when we got to May of 2016, switched over, started with another company with another increase in pay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you like that. I had already made six figures before that.
Right.
But then I became official six figure nigga. I don't know if I can say nigga. I can. I'm grown. Shit. I'm
legal.
Well, you know. But, you know, people try to front like 100K ain't nothing. But I get it. People got their own different standards or something. You know, I always say certain people say, they ain't no money until they ain't made that money.
Right.
You know, I always remember old Snoop Dogg line.
Or even how hard, even if you made it, how hard did you have to work to make it?
Exactly.
Like, did you make it off of overtime or was it that you were sitting at your desk pushing your mouth?
So the first time somebody hit the 100K was when I did that 6 months.
Right.
Worked my ass off for that 100K.
Yeah.
The next round of 100K was 14.
Right. I'm chill.
So it's different.
I'm chill.
It's levels to this shit. And so now we're going into the summer and the fall of 2016. So Miss Parker, you know, she had an ailment that cold weather did not agree with her.
No.
And so she spent four winters. I tell them, three, four winters up there in the cold with us.
Negative 10 was a norm.
Yeah. And so we went to the doctor. Then the doctor told her, basically, listen, you're not going to get no better unless you go back to some heat.
Yeah. Had to go back to some humidity.
And so as we're getting financially comfortable, here comes another hook.
Yeah.
It's the hooks I'm talking about. Yep. So we've been battling these hooks. And now she's like, all right, Michael, I basically got to take the girls and go back south.
Yeah.
And a lot of people may think, huh? What happened?
You know, when that happened, and I would hang out a little bit. I had people tell me, oh, y'all separated. Oh, y'all divorced now. I'm like, what? Yeah, that's the only way, you know, you're going to be separated from your spouse like that. I'm like, no, it ain't. Like, military people do it all the time. What are you talking about? Yeah. But I had people come at me and tell me, you're separated. Like, basically, you're just not saying that you are, but you are. I'm not.
Okay. And so we sat together as a team.
Yeah. And
as we broke this thing, we sit here and devise a plan. We was like, okay, you and the girls will go find a two-bedroom apartment in Arkansas, back in Little Rock. And this crazy thing is, the house we were renting, the owner said, hey, I'm going to have to break this lease with you.
Yeah.
in the same time frame. Now, that's 3 days from house we were in. She was like, I'm going to have to ask y'all to vacate.
Yeah.
Nothing on us. No. He actually wanted to move back into it.
She wanted to move back in.
And so we knew how that works. And so it just kind of hit like this. So when they ended up coming back to Arkansas, they found a 2-bedroom apartment.
Right.
I was still in the house until the lease finished up. We basically moved 85. We really moved 85% of our stuff in the storage.
Yeah, we did.
And then when they moved back to Arkansas, we basically just bought them all new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We was like,
that brand new everything. Yeah.
So, you know, that's a testament to being a team.
Yeah.
We had a plan.
Yes, we did.
It wasn't a whim. It was a plan. And so financially, we could afford, hey, you go take care of y'all.
Right.
I basically finished out the lease at that house.
Yeah.
I went and found a, no.
It was an apartment in between.
Yeah. It was an apartment in between. We had already moved out of that house and moved it to another 2-bedroom house, apartment. Was it
2-bedroom?
2-bedroom.
They don't have any 3-bedrooms.
Yeah, 2-bedroom apartment. Hell, the rent over there was damn near the same.
It was more than the house.
Exactly. And water bill was atrocious.
What? Still ain't figured that out. No, we do that.
Yes.
And then I moved home with the girls. You stayed there. You finished out that lease, and then you moved to a 1-bedroom apartment. So
new lizards.
Yeah. So, but this is the thing people have to understand. Now we got two sets of bills in two different states paying two different sets of taxes.
Child, our taxes for 3-4 years was rough.
Yeah. So you got the state of Colorado, the state of Arkansas, Fed for Colorado, Fed for Arkansas.
State tax for Colorado, state tax.
I said that.
I thought you just said Fed.
No, I said state.
You got you right.
But it's like it was everything. I had two different sets of bills. He was in a whole other state, but I was still paying the bills in two different states. Like,
and I don't want people to get it misconstrued. When she says she paid the bill, Ms. Parker is the financier. I've always said this. Ms. Parker said she didn't like the way I paid my bills as a single man.
Did.
So when she said, I'm going to take care of me the payment of the bills that I can't.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of straggly bills, you can take care of them. And so,
honestly, because I didn't want to deal with the login and new password. I was like, well, I'll remind you to pay.
Yeah. And so, like I said, we're building together. This is how you build together.
Yeah.
We devised a plan. We did our research. Checked out the markets. What type of apartment we could afford. Right. What type of apartment I can afford. So, people living in two different states.
Yep.
Mind you, as we moving through this check, I'm flying home.
Yeah.
Once or twice a month.
Yeah, every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Every 2 weeks, I was coming home. And every 2 weeks, I didn't make it. So this is where we now get into the good stuff. I think between 2016 and May, June, July of 2019. June of 2019.
Yeah.
I could tell you, I probably heard 100 reasons why a plane could take
off. What was one of them? The feet rest.
Somebody had broke on the plane, and it was a sharp object on the end.
Yeah.
They canceled that
whole flight. They canceled the flight. And you called me, and I'm like, what? I was like, just go back to your apartment, and we'll try it again, or we'll wait for the next booking.
Yeah. And so those instances, hooks.
Yeah.
But you work through those hooks because you're a team.
Yeah.
It's not just me and her. It's me and her. And so he was like, okay, you can make it then. And I'm telling you, and throughout all this, life's still life.
Yeah.
Kids is growing up.
Still young, in school.
Family members get sick.
Yeah.
Folks dying off. Still got to do that. Still got to deal with all that. You know, but we made it work.
Right.
In the midst of all that, Ms. Parker's still working on magic. She's putting away money.
Yeah.
Because we've gone from the black to the red.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, savings is this, savings is that. I've been saving this, saving that. So now, in the midst of me coming home, I think now I'm going to go to 2019.
Yeah.
So now we get to the good stuff. All is still good, but we still rolling with it. Ms. Parker, in April of 2019, found out with me I was sick with cancer. And I've been flying back and forth. You know, I've been working myself because I'm doing what a man's supposed to do. Take care of my family.
Right, right, right.
Trying to be a provider, father, husband, a son, an uncle, or cousin and all these things. Just like she's been a wife, a sister, an auntie, a mother. She's doing all these same things. So when I get sick, she's my backbone. She's hanging on, holding me up. And she was like, well, while you down for a month, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You've been talking this watch for the hook talk. You've been chatting and online and shoo-shooing and flim-flamming. So now that's what we're talking about, building together. And this is where we're at. Where now, the formation of Watch for the Hook.
Yeah.
And always, you can come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Right now, you'll be seeing something real great from us. Legacy Greater Than Me.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's on its way.
And Legacy Greater Than Me is built from what we've been talking about for the last 25 minutes. It's a legacy.
Everything we've been, we do has a purpose and a point.
Yeah, we've been working toward this. And that's how we can talk about building together.
Yeah.
Because people just think, oh, I'm going to start a business.
Well, that's typically where it stems from. So, you know, not knocking for that, but yeah.
While we were down, while I was down, we did our research.
We did.
We had the monetary accommodations.
We did.
In the background. We had a capital.
We could access the capital. But remember, we just told you from 2011 to 2019, almost a decade of how hard we've been working.
Building.
Yep.
Building.
Yep.
Building. Not building buildings, but building a solid foundation. Solid work ethic, a solid legacy to leave behind.
A plan.
Like I say, we didn't fall into being business owners. My wife's people have backgrounds of being business owners. My people have backgrounds of being business owners. We started looking into what we already knew we were instilled with.
Right.
And so that's where building together came from. But we built together first, personally.
We did.
And then when you build something together personally, you can then branch out and build a business together.
That's right.
And let's just be honest. It takes step. Listen, there are a lot of people who blew up.
And kudos to them.
Nothing wrong with that. But that's not the norm.
No, it's not.
The norm is blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah. Yes.
Sweat equity.
Yes. And sweat equity is one of the biggest things you put in. You probably won't get paid out of unless you're an entertainer, an athlete, or you're just somebody who already had money built into
right.
That's how it works. We don't get to watch for the hook if we don't build together with us on a foundational basis. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about how she went from 2 degrees with my 1 degree to me getting 2 degrees, to me losing a job, getting a job, to her vacating her job, coming, moving across the country with us, finding her purpose, finding her new career path. It wasn't new. It just added on to what she already had.
Yeah, it was a different spin.
And then we built on that together to the point where another hook hit us. With her physically.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to have to vacate this job, go back into a state of the area where I came from, found a job. Yeah. Now, listen, I also understand she found a job before she left.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And so it's part of building. You got to have a plan. She found a job before she left, came back. She didn't hit the restart button. She hit, we need the update button.
Yeah.
And then as she's progressed in her career, monetarily, she's grown because of going to Colorado and getting that experience.
Yeah. That new path is being exposed to that new path.
And that, you know, made me feel a certain type of way because, like I said, I felt like I asked a lot of her to give up, not give up, but to vacate the job she had. And then basically almost start over. But then we were fortunate enough for her to find an adjacent career path.
Yeah.
At least it added on to the experience you already had.
Yeah.
But it took you to a different branch.
It did.
And that branch ended up, let's just be financial, it ended up being more lucrative.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, I mean, cause,
yeah.
Yeah, because now, that's what I'm saying. I tell Ms. Parker right now, there are always people that will trade for your problems. There are people who will always be like, man, you know something? Gee, I wish I could do. I love to work from home. She's been working from home now, what, 4, 5, 6 years now?
Yeah, about 5, 6 years now.
Yeah, you know.
Well before the pandemic.
Yeah, and we already know when you can set the boundaries of even just going to the office.
Right.
That gives you a level of freedom.
It does. It really does.
That you did not have if you had to go to said place.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
8 to 5, 8 to 4:30.
Right.
And be at the house with her and she can be like, all right, I got to take the kids to school at a certain time.
Yeah.
I got to pick somebody
I
up.
I can whip out. Come back home, work, whip back in. Yeah.
And not lose no money.
Right.
It's the main thing. Mm-hmm. Lose no money.
Yeah. But a lot of times I do work well over 8 hours. Because it's a lot required. But also with that a lot required is flexibility.
Yeah. And then when I came back after my surgery in 2019, took the job that brought me back home, the sacrifice that I had to make and she accepted it was like, you have to drive 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend about 4 hours on the road every day.
Right.
So it's almost back to being gone 12, 13 hours a day.
That's right. Because you're really not helpful if you're not here.
But
that's okay.
That's what we accepted because we were okay with the fact we'll lose a set of bills.
We did. We finally were able to get back down to one bill.
We lost rent. Electricity.
Double rent.
And water.
Electricity, double water.
All that stuff. And the
double
flights.
Insurances.
Double flights, insurances. Yeah. And flights.
Every double month. Grocery bills.
Yes, because I had to eat too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
He had to have his own budget.
Yeah. So, he basically like, this your budget.
Yeah. This your little pot. This our little pot. Yeah. It's kind of how it happened.
And so, now we're at the point when I come back, I take the $20,000 decrease. Because we ended up losing $20,000 a year in excess bills.
Yep.
So it was a fair trade-off. And then also another thing we had to do, came home with a big old SUV. Miss Parker, like,
that ain't going to work for
this. Yeah, you can't be driving no big-ass Ford Expedition 200-plus miles 4 or 5 days
a year. Yeah, that's not going to work.
My gas ain't free.
That's not going to work.
So my wife phoned again.
Sorry.
That's my mama calling her, so I guess she want to talk to her. We'll see what happens with that in a little while. We still keep it a buck on here, 100.
It could be an episode.
And so we get to the point now. Watch for Hook is now coming to fruition. We've now gotten away from two sets of bills. We've cleared all that stuff up. Now we have to make another financial decision. Got to go trade Grey Ghost in. That's why I called my expedition. We had to go trade the Grey Ghost in for my little Nissan Versa. It's called Kodak Black. Don't ask me why I named it Kodak Black. It just kind of fit. It's actually the name in the profile when he pays the bill. It's called Kodak Black. Shout out to Kodak Black, the rapper. He's gotten a little better over the years. But, you know, we had to sit down and make economical decisions. And it's crazy. Even before I got my car, the vehicle she had been driving went down. So then I had to upgrade her because she and this.
That's your mama calling you now.
Calling me. And then I had to upgrade her vehicle because she needed a bigger vehicle because that's basically the family vehicle.
Right.
The ones have gotten longer and taller and wider and they've been stretching and I'm taking up all the seat space.
Yep.
And so all those go into building together. That goes into building a plan and exercising the plan, understanding the dynamics of your financial situations and what you can build and take on. Listen, all these things we talk about have been hooks. We've been telling y'all, it's a saying, life been life.
Yeah.
The hooks been coming. We ain't never accepting the hooks. The hooks always do what they need to do. But when it comes to building together, you know how to navigate them together.
Or be willing to navigate.
Oh, yeah. Because, listen, child, when folks out here be talking about this ain't that, that ain't this, you know, Spark could be like, man, I don't know what they're going to do.
I'll be like, huh?
Because this shit ain't easy.
It's not.
I mean, we honestly could not have Watch for Hook and Pocket away a lot more money every year.
But where's the fun in that?
That's what I'm talking about. Where's the fulfillment in life?
What's the fun in that?
Yes. Do we make sacrifices? Yes. Do we miss out on trips? Do we miss out on going to the bars and the clubs? Yes.
We do. We do. On with the businesses, our jobs, and chasing our girls. But we're really, really trying to make sure that we heal.
Build. And that's what we're talking about, these legacies. Mm-hmm. And what me and Ms. Parker has always said, we're not just building our legacy, we're grabbing legacies from behind us.
We are.
Building our legacy, and we're helping our girls understand the foundation of legacies as they get ready to get older.
But I think it's also important to highlight the point that you're taking the baton from some of the legacies that preceded you. And you're now trying to run with it as well.
And getting ready to pass it.
Yeah. You got to grab it.
Yes.
You got to run with it to be able to pass it back, to hand it off.
Church. I mean, that's paramount. Yeah. You know what you're saying? It's really deep. Because it's kind of like what Spider-Man, Uncle told him, you know, with great power comes great
responsibility or something.
Yes,
like that.
That's it. And we chose the responsibility to reach back. Also chose responsibility to build. Also chose responsibility to pass. That's three different things.
Yeah.
A lot of people won't choose to reach back.
That's right. That's the handing off of the baton from the ones that preceded you.
And what we figured out is, and what we're watching is, a lot of us don't know our past.
Yeah.
A lot of us are not accepting of the past. A lot of us are like, well, that was them. That ain't me.
Right.
How do you build something if you stand on something that's already got a foundation?
How do you know where you're going if you don't really know where you're starting?
Yeah. How do you know where you're going?
What intersection?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to 540, but hell, I don't even know where I'm at now.
How do you read the map if you're not willing to pull the map out?
That's true. So, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. As we've been building together, me and Ms. Parker have looked at maps from predecessors.
Yeah.
Our parent, living family members.
Yeah.
We've looked at two sets of maps, and we're trying to devise a path for our girls to take.
A pathway for us, and then a pathway to cut out for them.
So that's three maps.
Yeah.
And that is not easy, nor is it fair.
No.
But that's life.
It is.
We have chosen this. I mean, with the old saying that Plymouth Rock didn't land on, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock landed
on us.
Yeah.
But why not try to build when you've already seen plans and builders already doing it? Why not try to fix and adjust what may not have worked or lasted, and then be able to build it up, make it work, make it last, and then give it
Right. I mean, that's the point. But
you know, I just thought this was a good long. It's kind of been
it's like double our amount of time. We kind of like divulged a lot about our kind of like our historical trajectory.
I think it's good.
I like it.
Sometimes it's
a different level of transparency.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes you got to go a little over. You got to overreach.
That's fine.
And you know, I want to say thank you, Ms. Parker, for letting us overreach together.
For being supremely transparent.
Yeah, and supremely supportive.
Yes.
You've always been that.
I try.
Yeah, you've always been supremely supportive.
Because your check is my check, and my check is my check.
And some people get messed up about that. I tell people all the time, I have not personally looked at a check of mine in damn near a decade.
He hasn't.
If it's $20 missing, my wife will call.
I'm going to tell him.
Like, what the fuck you do? Uh-huh. Check $20 short. I'm like, huh? I said, oh, it rolled over to the new year, and insurance went up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But one thing he ain't worried about, he's never worried about the bills being paid. He ain't worried about no vehicles being repoed. He ain't worried about where his next meal coming from. So he knows that the money is being utilized in the most appropriate fashion possible.
Hey, I tell people all the time, there's a level of comfort I have that I don't be worried about too much of shit when it comes to my household and the finances. Listen. As long as I take my ass to work,
all right,
I'm gonna be all right.
You just get your ass flat. I'm taking care of
it. Yeah. Like I say, as long as I get my black ass up and that alarm go off, get my ass on down the road, I'm cool. Cool with it.
That's right, Michael Parker. You got anything else to say? We talked a lot.
Oh, Miss Parker, I'm missing. I'm almost to the point. I'm like, shit, I got 10 minutes in.
No, you don't.
Well. I just say this, I really appreciate you. Appreciate how you evolve with me. You run with me. You hand off with me. You take the reins when you need to, because I don't understand. A lot of the behind the scenes stuff with Watch for the Hook and the businesses that we're working on, he does a lot of behind the scenes work that doesn't get a scene or appreciated. Because she's not social as I am when it comes to talking that shit. But I'm telling you, ain't no way I got this without you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Catch y'all next time.